Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we do every Wednesday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a chance to talk baseball with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. News on the DH, maybe elimination of some minor league positions in terms of players. Who's coming back to the organization to be a coach or a manager? We're going to get into that and much more with Brian Walton in just a moment. We're brought to you by Stratum Structural Systems, waterproofing and foundation repair. If you're looking at basement waterproofing, foundation repair, maybe you're in line for egress windows to help you in your foundation in your house, make sure you call Stratum Structural Systems. Ask for Brett or Matt Ford, and they're going to be able to help you out. Their website is very easy to navigate. You're going to go on there and see these before and after pictures and say, yeah, I've got that in my basement, and this is what they did afterwards. I need to call these guys. So go to their website, easy to navigate, stratumrepair.com. Also, we're presented by Rottler Pest Solutions, most trusted family-owned pest control company in the region. Right now, general pest inspection is free. $35 off pest control, $35 off wildlife removal, and that's all at Rottler Pest Solutions. And find out more at rottler.com. Let's bring in Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. We do this every Wednesday. Always fun to visit with Brian on a Wednesday. And Brian, as always, good afternoon to you. How are things going?
I'm doing fine, Dan. I wish we were talking about players reporting to spring camp, but hey, at least we'll have minor leaguers in camp soon.
Are we going to see baseball soon, in your opinion? What's your feeling?
Well, we're going to see minor league ball at the beginning of the month, probably. But I think Major League Baseball, it's going to be a while. It seems like every time we hear about meetings, sometimes these substantive issues of compensation for the younger players and the caps and tanking, you know, but there's other issues that come up that we hadn't heard before, that where there's a, you know, disagreement between the two sides. It just seems like there's an awful lot of agreement to come yet still ahead. And unless they get serious about having meetings every few days, this isn't going to get done anytime soon, it doesn't look like.
The elimination, potentially, of minor league roster spots. What was your take on that?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. And that's a great example of what I was just talking about, where, you know, we didn't even know this issue was on the table necessarily. Although there had been rumblings about the owners wanting to do further contractions of the minor leagues beyond the 43 teams that they eliminated prior to last season. And this idea that was floated apparently to the Players Association was to allow teams on the domestic level to drop from 180 players maximum down to 150 or less at a time of their own choosing starting in 2023. And initially, my concern was that the Players Association would agree on that because they're representing major league players, not minor league players. And minor leaguers don't have any say at the table. And historically, that's not meant good for them in terms of, you know, salary and benefits and, you know, keeping up with the basic economy of our country. But word is back that the Players Association is not behind that initiative, at least at this time. So whether it will die there or whether we'll probably see it again down the road remains to be seen. But the Cardinals did, in something that we reported first to the Cardinal Nation last week, the Cardinals have made one decision which they can control, and that is in the Dominican Summer League, they're going to go from three teams, which they had the last 3 years, down to just two teams, down to just one team. So instead of about 70 players suiting up in the Dominican, the Cardinals will have 35 this year. So again, a little bit more streamlining of the minor league pipeline.
You know, we've heard that some of these cities have actually been okay with the idea not being affiliated with a major league team, and then that minor league city becomes independent baseball. Has that been good or bad, or is it kind of one of those things where time will tell?
You know, some teams moved to independent baseball. A lot of teams, including the Cardinals' former affiliates in State College and Johnson City, moved into new collegiate wood bat leagues. And in the case of the wood bat leagues, we don't have a lot of detail regarding the number of fans in attendance. But I think the bigger picture here is the demographics of Major League Baseball has continued to grow older. that they need to find ways to have the game more exciting and to bring new fans to the game. And if it's not to have affiliated minor league teams, then they need to have some better way to excite fans about the game. And my view was that fans become fans of organizations, of players, and they want to follow them through the systems till they reach the majors. And, you know, when you're looking at independent ball or college ball, you don't know where those guys are going to end up. They can end up as Dodgers, or they can end up working at the local Taco Bell. So it's just, to me, it's not the same, but I admit I do have a bias.
I can understand that. The Cardinals came out. They have 15 returning managers and coaches in their minor league system. Any surprises there?
You know, the Cardinals really have been quite stable in their minor league system for some time, and we saw that with their announcements for 2022. As you said, basically the entire staffs at AAA and AA are back for another year. The same with the folks, you know, running the complexes down at the lower levels. But at the Class A level especially, there was a lot of turnover. New manager, Patrick Anderson, an experienced manager who had spent a lot of time in the Nationals organization. Gary Kendall, again, another very experienced hand from the Orioles organization, now is going to be running Palm Beach. So the Cardinals have, you know, brought in some fresh blood, primarily at Class A. And I think we know that the teams weren't winning at the level that they'd like this last year. So, you know, there is some new people coming in. But again, the word is primarily consistency. Ryan Ludwig and Jason Isringhausen, who were formerly involved in the Cardinals core program, which is a program to help foster some of the younger players in terms of on and on off field living, they're back in as special advisors, as well as Jose Aquindo has been given the position of coordinator of instruction. So Jose will be in charge of basically how players are instructed across the entire system. We'll continue to also be a roving instructor and help out wherever needed. And then the manager of the Gulf Coast League Cardinals, Roberto Espinoza, who won a championship with Johnson City back in 2019, Roberto Espinoza will run the camps for minor league spring training and extended spring training before he picks up leading the Florida Complex League team Cardinals.
I enjoyed and have enjoyed your series on work stoppages in Major League Baseball. And in doing a deep dive with that, Brian, at thecardinalnation.com, what have you learned? What's kind of stood out for you as you've looked over the years? And obviously it's different time periods, cultures in our lives and different things that have happened. But what have you learned about it?
Well, you know, the players were in a situation for many, many years where they had no voice. You know, minimum salaries were below $10,000 and as recently as the 1960s. And the players really needed some type of way to get themselves not only good salaries, but also pensions. The pensions were minimal to speak of. And so, you know, that's when the first CBA actually occurred in the late 60s, but then Marvin Miller, when he was brought in from the steel industry, that helped the Major League Baseball Players Association for the first time really get organized and you know, come to the table with a single voice. And I think we've seen overall, if you look at baseball since the 94 strike, it's been very, very stable. There haven't been work stoppages. And hopefully this one will be relatively short as well, because we, of course, see the prosperity financially around the game, both at the ownership level and at the players' levels. And, you know, there are lots of folks who are dug in one way or the other on which side is right and which side is wrong. You know, frankly, none of us get a vote anyway. I just hope that they can, come to common ground on these issues and we can all get back to seeing the game we love.
Absolutely. The signing of Aaron Brooks, kind of under the radar, right-handed pitcher. He's had major league experience. I would look at this as being kind of a guy that maybe can swing for the Cardinals. And if they need help, they could go down to the minor leagues and see what Brooks has got.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we saw in 2021, not only at the major league level, but also in the minor league system, there wasn't a lot of pitching depth. I mean, we saw, and granted, they performed well as they could, but, you know, you saw the same guys getting called up because the Oviedos and the Woodfords, and Woodford, you know, definitely showed himself well later on, but the Seth Elledges, and and when guys got hurt, there wasn't a lot of depth. So a guy like Aaron Brooks, 31 years old, former major league experience, was a successful pitcher in Korea. Numbers not, you know, crazily different than Kim, obviously, in a shorter period. And, you know, whether he starts for the Cardinals, whether he's a swing man, whether he's a de facto sixth guy, you know, it's just nice to have guys with that veteran experience that you can call on to help, you know, backfill your major league roster. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to see guys like Libertor, pitch eventually with St. Louis, but you also can't necessarily throw first-year guys into a frontline job right from the start and, you know, expect to compete for a championship.
The DH, we know it will be, as Rob Manfred said, the commissioner of baseball, it's going to be uniform in the game, so it's coming to the National League. Is the DH in-house right now with the St. Louis Cardinals, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of fan interest in going out and signing a guy like Kyle Schwarber or, you know, an old guy like Nelson Cruz. But I don't know if the Cardinals want to allocate their resources there, and I don't know if they need to. I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 problem because, you know, you want to have a productive player, productive hitter there, but you also want to see the young guys get a chance. And we all, you know, every week we talk about the young guys who are coming up who have great promise. Lars Nootbaar is looking for at-bats. Juan Yepez, who was added at the end of the year, you know, the player of the year in the minor league system, in my opinion, and as well as the infielder, Brendan Donovan. Some left-handed hitters, as well as Donovan, left-handed hitter, Yepez, right-handed hitter, and then, of course, number one prospect in the system, Nolan Gorman, who will be ready to come up, but, you know, does he have a position defensively? So, you know, I'd like to see the Cardinals give these guys a shot, these young players. And, you know, if they're not cutting it by midseason or whatever, then maybe go out and get a veteran bat if you need one. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. No matter when they settle now, there's going to be a period of intense chaos because the primary focus will be how short of a spring training can we get by with that will get the players ready and avoid injuries. We saw 2 weeks is pretty short. 3 weeks is kind of considered the minimum. But at that same time, there's literally dozens and dozens of minor leaguers who aren't signed yet who are going to be looking for jobs. They haven't figured out how to deal with arbitration this year. There's all these questions. It's going to be this huge period of activity between whenever an agreement is agreed to and they actually, you know, able to start the regular season.
We'll wrap it up with this. What are you working on right now at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we'll have another article tomorrow about the history of labor in baseball. We are unveiling our top prospects in the system, and we're now down in the top five. So yesterday was Mason Wynn, a free article. You can read about the shortstop / pitcher and where we see him stack up today, Ivan Herrera, number four. So we're down to those. And, you know, we're continuing to provide news as we can about the Cardinals minor league spring training camp, which we expect to go off on schedule in March.
Awesome stuff, Brian. Thanks so much. And we'll catch you up next Wednesday.
Take care, Dan.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.